We're in the letter that Paul wrote to the Ephesian Christians, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It starts out like this: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, recently I visited with a man who was worried about whether or not he'd received the gift of the Holy Spirit. "Well, what do you mean?" I asked him, and he started to describe a fantastic experience that his friend had had. But he said, "I've never had something that spectacular happen, so I'm wondering, is something wrong with me?" Well, I quickly assured him nothing was wrong at all. "Listen," I said, "sometimes Christians make the mistake of picking a spiritual experience they assume is a spiritual gift, and then they make it a test for everybody else in church. In fact, sometimes Christians even hold workshops to teach people how to so-called receive the Holy Spirit, and they try to get everybody doing exactly the same activity." "Well, that's right," he said. "That's something I've actually seen." So then I put this guy's mind at ease by showing him what the Bible actually teaches. In our passage for today, you'll notice that Paul had been appointed an apostle, not by himself, not by the church, but by God Himself. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Take a careful look through the Bible, and you'll notice that spiritual gifts are something that God chooses and God assigns to people. Listen to this statement, found over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it's in verse 7. It says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." The first thing I want you to notice is that every believer has the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes Christians give the impression that there are two tiers to the Christian experience: regular Christians and those who have the gift of the Holy Spirit. But you know, nothing could be further from the truth, because the Bible says that all of us have the manifestation of the Spirit. Then this same passage goes on to explain that there are many different spiritual gifts, and it concludes the list of gifts by saying this in verse 11, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills." Now, what does that mean? It means that the Spirit Himself makes the decision when it comes time to hand out spiritual gifts. It's not up to us. And that means that workshops telling people how to claim one particular spiritual gift that appears to be very miraculous, well, that's a biblical mistake. And the fact that the Bible teaches very plainly that fallen angels also seem to make the miraculous happen should make us think twice before we participate in something that clearly contradicts the plain teachings of the Bible. You know, my friend left our meeting with a smile on his face, because the plain sense of the Bible always makes good sense. He left knowing that he is not a second-class Christian, but someone the Lord will use in a powerful way. And that has given him a better way to live.